Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's music from the medieval and Renaissance periods, but reimagined by 20th century composers. We'll hear Notre Dame polyphony, Renaissance keyboard pieces, and a variety of instrumental dance music, but brought to life by modern wind bands, brass ensembles, and orchestras. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Perrotin was one of the great masters of the Middle Ages, a French monk who was active at Notre Dame in Paris at the end of the 12th century. In the second movement of his 1982 Medieval Suite for Band, American composer Ron Nelson paid homage to Perrotin. Nelson has said that the piece isn't a transcription of Perrotin's work or an attempt to emulate his style. Instead, Perrotin's music serves as a sort of launching pad, drawing on some stylistic characteristics like driving rhythms, repetition, and a drone or pedal point. Here's Kevin Sudatol conducting the World Youth Wind Symphony in 2016 in Ron Nelson's Hommage to Perrotin.
Thank you.
A performance from July 24th, 2016 in Corson Auditorium. Kevin Sedatul conducting the World Youth Wind Symphony in Ron Nelson's Homage to Perrotin. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're listening to how composers in the 20th century interpreted and transformed music from hundreds of years earlier. Italian composer Ottorino Respighi is best known for tone poems, including The Pines of Rome, The Fountains of Rome, Roman Festivals, Church Windows, and the Botticelli Triptych. Respighi was an aficionado of Italian Renaissance and early Baroque music. He was particularly fond of Claudio Monteverdi and created his own orchestrations of pieces from Monteverdi's operas, including Arianna and Orfeo. Also among Respighi's most popular compositions are three modern orchestral transcriptions of pieces originally written for the lute and Baroque guitar by a variety of 16th century composers. Respighi's first two suites of Ancient Airs and Dances were composed for symphony orchestra. The third and final suite, which we'll hear today, is for strings only. Here's David Holland conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra in the 2002-2003 school year in the third suite of Ancient Airs and Dances by Ottorino Respighi.
Thank you.
performance from the 2002-2003 Academy year, David Holland conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra in the third suite of Ancient Airs and Dances by Ottorino Respighi. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me today on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. On today's program, we're listening to how 20th century composers took music from the Renaissance and made it into something new. English composer William Byrd was active in the late Tudor and early Jacobean periods. He wrote in many sacred and secular styles of the time and was also able to navigate between Anglican and Catholic music during that particularly contentious period in English history. Byrd also wrote quite a bit of music for the virginal, a small harpsichord popular in the 16th and 17th centuries. It didn't have legs and therefore was quite portable and could be placed on a tabletop. Gordon Jacob wrote a suite for military band based on some of these keyboards by his fellow Englishman, William Byrd. We'll now hear the William Byrd Suite by Gordon Jacob, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Band in April of 1981 in Corson Auditorium, conducted by Frederick Fennell. Thank you. Frederick Fennell conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Band in Corson Auditorium in April of 1981. They played the William Byrd Suite by Gordon Jacob. This is the Interlaken Collection. You can learn more about this and our past episodes at interlakencollection.org. Today on the program, we're listening to how composers in the 20th century interpreted and transformed music from hundreds of years earlier. For two decades in the 16th century, Pierre Attagnon's Parisian music printing workshop churned out hundreds of tremendously popular dances and chansons. Working alongside Attagnon as editor was the composer Claude Gervaise. He arranged several books of dances, and he also composed a volume of his own. English trumpet player Peter Reeve was a longtime member of the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble, and their programs often featured his arrangements. Unlike the other works featured on today's episode, in this suite, Peter Reeve has stayed very close to the original dances of Gervaise and Attagnon in his transcriptions for brass ensemble. Here's the Interlaken Arts Academy Brass Ensemble in February of 2007 with Peter Reeve's arrangements of Old French Dances by Claude Gervaise and Pierre d'Attagnon. Thank you. A performance from February of 2007 in Corson Auditorium, the Interlochen Arts Academy Brass Ensemble performing Peter Reeves' arrangements of old French dances by Claude Gervais and Pierre Attagnon. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Last but not least on today's program is an idiosyncratic work by an idiosyncratic fellow. Peter Warlock was the pseudonym of Philip Heseltine. He wrote an early biography of Frederick Delius, and he served as the editor of the British music magazine The Sackbut. Heseltine used the name Warlock, one, because he was interested in the occult, and two, because his given name was familiar in music criticism circles, and he wasn't sure his compositions would be received fairly if he used that name. The things he wrote as a music critic were, shall we say, pretty provocative.
Music is neither old nor modern. It is either good or bad music, and the date at which it was written has no significance whatever. Dates and periods are of interest only to the student of musical history.
He was interested in early English music by composers including John Dowland, Thomas Ravenscroft, and Henry Purcell, as well as the unusual harmonic language of the Italian Renaissance composer slash prince slash murderer Carlo Gesualdo. The Capriole Suite is one of Warlock's most popular compositions, and it's loosely based on materials he found in a 16th century French dance manual, like a Branle, Bossa Danse, and Pavane. Warlock first wrote the piece for piano duet, and later scored both for full orchestra and for string orchestra. Here's the string orchestra version, David Holland conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy String Orchestra during the 1991-1992 Academy year in Peter Warlock's Capriole Suite. Thank you. Peter Warlock's Capriole Suite. We heard the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra under the direction of David Holland during the 1991-1992 Academy year. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to our past episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering assistance. Christine Kiprianidis provided research support. Parker Bond was our voice actor. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.